This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia is accusing the United States of aggression against Iraq and Syria aimed at preserving its global dominance and salvaging the Biden administration's image ahead of U.S. elections. U.S. did retort. We get more from VOA's Carla Babb.
In addition to more attacks from Iran proxies, the U.S. is now taking heat from Iraqi officials who were not notified before the attacks and who say civilians were killed during the U.S. strikes that occurred on their soil.
Iraq, like every country in the region, understood that there would be a response after the deaths of our soldiers. As for this specific response on Friday, there was not a pre-notification. We informed the Iraqis immediately after the strikes occurred.
The Pentagon says it is still assessing the casualties from the military strikes over the weekend. To date, U.S. forces have been attacked about 170 times in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan since mid-October. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
A provision of border security legislation that would give the U.S. a new authority to block migrants from entering the country has become a central line of attack for many Republicans.
The bill would fund an increase in immigration detention capacity from 34,000 to 50,000. It would also end the practice of allowing migrants to remain in the United States while claiming asylum, and would force the U.S. to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border if there is a seven-day rolling average of 5,000 migrant encounters or 8,500 encounters in a single day. The deal also includes $60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $14 billion to Israel, as well as aid to Indo-Pacific countries to fight Chinese aggression. If passed, the legislation would send $10 billion in humanitarian aid to the West Bank, Gaza, and Ukraine. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Small protests shut down major cities in Haiti Monday as demonstrators clashed with police and demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Among the protesters in the capital of Port-au-Prince was former Haitian Senator Jean-Charles Moïse. We are in the streets to show the whole world that when they attack us, all they do is set more fire to our determination to mobilize. If Ariel Henry does not leave, we will continue to mobilize. According to local media reports, banks, schools, and government agencies were closed in Haiti's northern and southern regions, while protesters set tires ablaze to block main routes, paralyzing public transportation. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A video showing a group of migrants brawling with New York City police in Times Square has now renewed debate over a city policy that limits cooperation between local police and federal investigation authorities. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The video shows several migrants scuffling with officers at a homeless shelter. Nobody was seriously hurt, but there is outrage because some of the seven arrested were freed while awaiting trial. Mayor Eric Adams says the city's welcome mat is not out for bad apples.
Those who commit a crime will be treated like any other criminal in this city.
Police say making cases has been difficult against suspects Commissioner Edward Caban calls ghost criminals.
No criminal history, no photos, no cell phone, no social media.
Immigration advocates say most categories of crime are down since a surge of migrant arrivals began 18 months ago. I'm Norman Hall.
Spain's Marine Rescue Service says more than 1,000 migrants from sub-Saharan countries have arrived in Spain's Canary Islands in 18 boats in the past 3 days. A body was found in one of the boats. The archipelago off northwest Africa has seen a huge surge in migrant arrivals in recent weeks as more people from West Africa attempt the dangerous journey. Officials say 7,270 migrants arrived in January, about as many as in the first 6 months of 2023. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his European Commissioner, President Ursula von der Leyen, will visit the West African country this week to encourage authorities to try to curtail the departures. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.